The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks travel to Philadelphia and the Wells Fargo Center for their first meeting of the season against the Philadelphia Flyers, fresh off a dramatic victory against one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference, the New Jersey Devils. Philadelphia is on the opposite end of the spectrum in the Metropolitan Division, at the bottom of the standings instead of the top where New Jersey was. San Jose is at the bottom of the Pacific but making progress, tied in the points with Anaheim and trailing the last playoff holder by just 3 points in the standings, that team, the Edmonton Oilers. Overall, last night, it was a real morale booster to see Mackenzie Blackwood play as well as he did and for the Sharks to hang on in spite of a barrage of shots thrown at them by New Jersey. Coach Ryan Warsawski talked about the motivation that it brings into tonight.
Yeah, I think it got our guys believing again. And we see when we work extremely hard, when we do things in our structure, when we're connected, that we have success. And success obviously helped with getting us, to 2 points. We did some really good things. We could continue to push the envelope and get better in some areas. But proud of the guys for that type of effort against that type of team. Just gives that the belief factor.
Will Smith was watching from up above in the press box last night. He's back in the lineup tonight against Philadelphia, and he told us what he saw upstairs.
Yeah, it was good. I think obviously it's a good New Jersey team, and I think I was I try to watch a certain guy every game and see what they do that I can bring to my game, so it was good.
Smith was watching Jack Hughes do some of his magic, and he says that he learns by watching these top players and tries to apply it to his game.
Yeah, he's very deceptive, and I think that's kind of, how he makes most of his moves and gets away from guys, so something I try to bring to my game.
When we come back, the Teal Report will review the last contest against the New Jersey Devils, and then we'll bring you back to the present, next on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Everything has a beginning. Every great moment, innovation, or team has that electrifying moment when you realize something epic is on the horizon. Few places in the world ignite those moments quite like the Bay Area. From the spark of tech revolutions to the beat of cultural shifts to unseen athletic gifts, greatness begins here. And we can feel that moment coming once again. A beginning of something for those in teal. The spark? A talented, creative young core led by a pair of standout players who refuse to let their age define their skills. Add to that the wisdom of those that have come before and understand what it takes to overcome and produce magic. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. The future is teal.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Last night's game in New Jersey was a monumental 1-0 victory for Sharks hockey. Great goaltending from Mackenzie Blackwood with 44 saves and his 11th career shutout. But Nico Sturm got the party started in the first period, getting out there with the fourth line combination of Giovanni Smith on one wing and Carl Grundstrom on the other, and they combined to get the only goal the Sharks needed.
Down the left side comes Grundstrom. Grundstrom in the offensive end against Hamilton one-on-one. Tried the shot as he gained the zone entry, but the puck hit the side of a net. Worked loose. Oh, boy, that pass just missed Giovanni Smith from Sturm in the corner. Devils intercept. Here they come. Meyer to the Sharks line. trying to set up Dillon, who's up ice. Pass a little too far. Will Brendan Dillon be caught up ice here? Let's see if Nico Sturm can take advantage. He splits the defense. Breakaway moving in. It bounces on him. He can't get the shot. And then the Devils knock the puck in their own net. Nico Sturm grabbed the puck after not being able to handle it. He centered it off a Devils defenseman. It gets by goaltender Allen, and the Sharks get the break they were looking for. With 3:39 left in the first, it's 1-0 San Jose.
What a moment, and as it turned out, Nico Sturm gets his third goal of the season from Grundstrom and Henry Thrun at 16:21. The shots were 12-10 in favor of the Sharks in the first period, and that was exactly the start that the Sharks needed, and they got a little bit of help.
Yes, they got a little bit of help from Timo Meier, but I think that fourth line as a whole throughout that whole game played a smart, detailed game, and they created their own chances. And listen, when you create your own chances and you create opportunities, luck will follow. And I thought it did. I thought Nico Sturm was solid all night, and he earned that goal.
Early in the second period, the Sharks thought that they would take a 2-0 lead. Granlund behind the back between the legs pass, gets it over to Cece, who walks down low, feeds behind the net, centered in front, Zetterlund, a point-blank chance. It's stopped at the edge. They score! San Jose Sharks just took a 2-0 lead with Zetterlund jamming at the puck with 7:15 to go in the second period. And that is the result of all the hard work that this line has put together. Not so fast, Kowalski, as it turned out on the play. Nico Sturm was looking at the referee. They were huddling. And as it turned out, Fabian Zetterlund's goal did not count because apparently he tapped the pad of the goaltender and pushed the puck in. Drew Amenda told me that he thought if you took another look at it, you could have challenged that play, and they would have challenged it if the score were 2 or 3 nothing, but because it was only 1-0, you don't want to take a penalty there.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit tight, and he gets pushed in the back, so it kind of looks quickly that it's a pitchfork, but I guess if you were to go back and look at it and challenge it, but you never know what the refereeing and what those guys see in terms of and how they want to call it in that play. So I think, honestly, it was a smart play by the Sharks to not challenge that.
Now, Jake Allen was just as strong as Mackenzie Blackwood was in this contest, and he made a couple of big saves, including this one in the second period with the score still 1-0. Rebound, Granlund recovering near sideboards, holds it in beautifully there, and he spins it off to the right boards, and Eklund right there in the nick of time to get it away from Pesci, and he stick handles, he throws in front, and a great save by Allen on a one-time tip by Mikhail Granlund. What a beautifully designed play. That was one of the best plays of the game that didn't go in. Mikhail Granlund knocking the puck toward the net, but a great save by Allen as William Eklund really stepping up his game today.
Yeah, I think that line of Eklund, Granlund, and Zetterlund were all over the puck tonight. They were very connected and in sync. I thought they created some great turnovers on the forecheck, especially on that play. And, I mean, I can't believe Jake Allen made that save. I mean, it was a night of beautiful saves from both goaltenders. But I think that play, that strong play of that Granlund line, was nice to see. And it's a good balanced second line.
Well, the second period continued, and the score remained 1-0. And here's some beautiful save work by Mackenzie Blackwood. Pesci moves to the middle of the ice, moves to his right, goes to the right wing half-board to Luke Hughes. He's going to get it back. He'll shoot it. Glove save made by Blackwood. And Mackenzie is able to hold on to get the faceoff. 9:57 gone by in the second, and the Sharks bent heavily but did not break. They bent and didn't break a whole bunch of times in that game. That was a pretty solid stop by Blackwood, and then he made a couple of big ones in the third. 36 seconds left in the penalty on Ferraro. Extra attacker on also for New Jersey, so they have a two-man advantage. 1-0 Sharks. Here comes the shot. Save. Rebound. Where is it? It's stopped by Blackwood. He kept it in front of the goal line. He did the human snowman in the nets by holding out Snow Angel territory and making the save.
That's one of the more acrobatic stops he made, but then he made another one as the game got closer to the end.
Another big one for Keshear for New Jersey against Delandria, right side of Blackwood. This time New Jersey wins it. Minute 10 to play in the third. 1-0 Sharks. Moving in now, Hughes tried the shot, fed in front. Where is it? Stopped by Blackwood on a one-time tip by Brett. Edge of the net. Unbelievable save by Mackenzie Blackwood with a minute 5 remaining in the game.
That was pretty much all she wrote until the final seconds ticked off.
We're down to 8 seconds left. It's in front. It's poked out of the zone by the Sharks Wenberg, and the San Jose Sharks are going to come into New Jersey and get a 1-0 shutout win. And what a moment for Mackenzie Blackwood in his return to New Jersey. Blackwood facing 44 shots, stopping them all and winning by the score of 1-0. The San Jose Sharks for Mackenzie Blackwood getting his 11th career shutout. And I think this might be the sweetest shutout he's ever had.
Tonight, Vitek Vanacek gets the start in goal, and defenseman Jack Thompson, who had a really strong game last night, says it's about time that the Sharks' defense bail out the goaltenders a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's our turn to give them, block the shots and then not give them any great A's.
Coach Ryan Warsawski has a couple of lineup decisions he needs to make, perhaps not even until the pregame skate. And so we'll have it all figured out once we're on the air at 3:30 Pacific time. Jason Demers joins me with all of the exciting play-by-play coverage of the Sharks and the Flyers. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.